Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Tipdino. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rob Ellis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Melton reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive towards third. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards second. Andrews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Andrews. Voss moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman fires to third and they've got Voss trapped. The throw back to Hairman who tags Voss for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive towards short. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Hermann moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Reichardt scores. Melton moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Lou Krause now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harper reaches second base with a double. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvarado. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Alvarado steals second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipdino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tipdino moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton throws to second for one, and Andrews throws to first, and May drops the ball. Tipdino scores. Kubiak moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive towards first. Tipdino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive towards third. Ellis catches it and throws to first to double up Andrews. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipdino hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-2 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tipdino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horland for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Reichardt moves to second. John Morris now pitching. John Briggs now playing first base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-3 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for John Morris. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlan, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.